Hello. I love these Saturday calls too. Welcome to today's call, how to use accountability to jumpstart your weight loss. We're going to dig into a really interesting topic today. Today's call isn't one of those let's meet members on the panel call. Those are wonderful. I love those. But today's call is going to be equally great because I'll be teaching you a tool that you can use to jumpstart your weight loss via accountability. We will be pretty interactive in the chat. Good morning, with each other. If you are listening to the replay, I'll be sure to read the chat out loud, so that you can follow along too, as if you were here. If we have time at the end of the call, we can do a bit of coaching surrounding what we talk about today. We can work through some things. But first, let me introduce myself. I'm Coach Dina. I am your accountability coach here in the membership. I am a certified coach through the Life Coach School, and I also hold certification through Corinne's Advanced Coaching Certification Program. I've been part of the team since 2020. I've been a member since 2019. I'm a Latina who was born and raised proudly in Hawaii, and other than the power of accountability, my other favorite message, if you know me, you know what I'm going to say, is that it is possible to eat the cultural foods that you grew up with and lose weight. You don't have to deny your heritage, which means the foods that, there's part of your culture that you grew up with. Other diets, they love to convince you in low-level ways and in out loud ways that is not possible, which really makes me sad because that is not true. I was recently invited to speak on Corinne's podcast, and I spoke about this topic, which is very dear to my heart. You can check out that episode on her podcast, which is called Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne. My day-to-day work here in No BS is making the accountability program better and better every day. I work to make it a resource so that you can sign up, find your accountability group or partner, so that you can use that as yet another tool for your weight loss journey. When you join the accountability program, not only are you matched up with some pretty incredible No BS women, you also get the monthly accountability newsletter. And we try to make it special by giving special perks and prizes specifically for those in the program. In the chat today, we have the incredible Coach Heather. She will be typing in all caps. She's not yelling at you all. She just wants you to know that she's there for you to answer your questions, to, be there with you all. So thank you so much, Heather, for being with us. So let's get started. Accountability. You may want to get your water bottle, and every time I say accountability, you can take a drink because that's what we're going to dig into. But in a very, in a very interesting way today, accountability textbook definition is the willingness to accept responsibility for your own actions. Okay, yeah, that's being accountable. So let's switch over. So how does group accountability work? I found this on the internet. The four P's that make group accountability. The first P is people. So, other humans. You can be accountable through like the habit tracker, through some apps, but in group accountability, what we're talking about is like you're being accountable to other humans, to other people. The second P is purpose. That means you're coming together with a goal in mind. You have a weight loss goal. You have a social goal. That's okay too, right? Do you want to work on your thoughts? Like, what is your goal when you join an accountability group or partner? Performance. This is where group accountability can be so cool because you can see, like, how did it go? How did I do toward my goals this week? And performance is like, it also includes assessment of your performance, right? It also includes celebrating your performance. So all of that works in group accountability. And the last one, which is like the reason why we set up group accountability, is progression, progress. Like, we don't put y'all together in a group just to be stagnant, right? When you get together with group accountability, it's so that you can move forward, so that you can see some progress. So I really love those, four Ps. In other calls, I've introduced you to people in accountability in the membership. That's the first P, right? Like people. And we've talked about goals and so that's, your purpose. We've talked about how groups tackle those goals. We talk about their performance. And in all of the calls, we always talk about the progress, like how does that work, right? So feel free to take a listen to other accountability calls, because it shows you all of the different components to accountability, and it'll get you excited, right, of how that can work. But today, if you read the call description, it says, are you ready to get off your ass and into big ass action? Are you tired of messing around? Are we ready for weight loss? Coach Dina is going to show you some tactics that you can use, right? So when I was thinking about this call, one of the best tactics that will help you, and you can work with your group on this, is finding your obstacles, right? You will leave this call today with the understanding of how that can work and how you can work through that with your group. So let's lean in on that. Obstacles. So, very clearly, obstacles are the things that are going to keep you from reaching your goals. They're your roadblocks. They're your stoppers. They'll get in the way, right? So before that, let's see, right, in the chat. First, let's dream a little, okay? Let's dream a little. I would love to hear from you in the chat today. What are your clear and specific weight loss goals? I know we have a lot of goals in the membership and in No BS, because we are No BS women, but today we're talking about weight loss. So, like No BS women, make them clear and specific. A lot of people use timelines to be specific because that helps them motivate. You don't have to. So the way that would look today, I'm looking at my calendar. Today is December 16th. And if you weigh in on Fridays, that means we got two more weigh-ins till the end of December. So it could look something like, I would like to lose 4 pounds by the end of December. Or you can give an exact weight, like I would like to weigh X amount by the end of December. You can make a big goal, like I would like to lose 20 pounds for the Body and Love Revolution Camp weekend in May. So if you can type in the chat, I can read some to the people listening. Barbara says, I want to lose 10 pounds by March 1st. Marty says, I want to maintain my weight loss long term. I would even dig in a little more. Like, you don't have to share in the chat, but like to be super clear, like, what does maintain mean? Does it mean this range? That's how you can make it even more specific. Janelle says, goal weight 140 to 150 to accomplish by September camp. When you give timelines, it just makes it a little more exciting, right? Oh gosh, these are so good. To be able to wear my favorite antique watch again, Lee says, to be able to cross my legs again. That is so awesome. Like, that is a great goal. I would like to lose 5 pounds by the end of January, which would make me eligible for Queen's Club, Valerie says. These are amazing. 1.6. Ooh, Darlene, I like the 0.6 this year to goal. Woohoo! So that is so cool. Yes, the four P's again are which describes, they're the components of group accountability. So they include people, purpose, performance, and progression. So I want to lose 20 pounds, Debbie says, by my birthday in April. That's very good. That's very good. And that's very specific. And when you see your goals, doesn't that excite you? Like, I always get excited by my goals. And you have to look at that, right? Because it's you're speaking your wish, right? You're speaking your desires. 15 pounds by February 1, Leslie says. Shops a Lot says, for all the clothes in my closet to be one size and fit. That is very specific, and that's a great goal. Candy says, I want to get into my goal range, which is 11 pounds from goal weight. This is great. So guess what? I'm a big believer of speaking your dreams first, because that is what makes them into a reality, right? When you like speak it, when you take it out of your head, whether you speak it or you write your goal, that is the first step to making it a reality. So all of you who shared that in the chat, first of all, thank you. And second of all, you took your first step. Isn't that exciting? Like, you spoke that out loud. So I'm like excited for you, because I just witnessed, right? That first step towards your goal. So get excited about that. If you didn't type in the chat, A, you still got time. We have we have some time together today. Or you can do it on your own, right? You can write it down in a notebook somewhere. You can share this with your accountability group or partner. You can do that. So let's think about the obstacles that will get in the way to reaching those amazing goals. That's what we're going to learn about today. And we're going to learn about these today, not because I'm being a Debbie Downer, but so I can show you how you can turn those obstacles into something you can work with, right? It'll lead you to success. We're going to hone in on what that roadblock is so you can use that roadblock to your advantage. We're going to take that boulder and use it as part of our strategy. So I want you to visualize, that was my watch. I want you to visualize going along on your weight loss path and seeing this big old, boulder right on your trail, like stopping you. Can't go around it, can't go over it. Ugh, that's blocking you, right? But what if you could use that boulder to crush some stuff on the trail that actually smooths it out and makes it even clearer for you? That sounds pretty fantastic, right? So here are the three obstacles that I'd like for you to consider. Take a listen to these three so that you can choose one, right? You may be able to identify with all three, but we work on things like No BS Women one at a time. You can choose the biggest one, because maybe that will clear your path, right, to your goals even better. But let's take a listen and you can consider which one could be your boulder, your blocker. So the first one is lack of belief. Lack of belief can be a roadblock if you believe you can't really lose weight. These are not empowering beliefs, right? We're talking about what we call in the membership, old shitties, right? They feel so true, but they're really crappy. It may sound something, could be like low level, like, well, I love the No BS Four Basics, but for me, like, I don't think that'll work. Or I just don't even have evidence that I can do this. Like, I want to believe, but I just don't. Or if you're like me, when I first came to No BS, I was like, I don't think Corinne knows me. Like, I don't think she knows, like, planning the foods you love. Is she talking about like spam musubi and chile rellenos? I don't know about that. I don't think I believe. So you know that I love me a good food analogy. So let's talk about a big loaf of sourdough bread. You know, those artisan sourdough loaves that have that nice cut. Sometimes they even design it nicely browned. You tap on it and it's nice and crunchy. And then you cut into that sourdough loaf and there's mold in it, right? There's mold in it. That's how lack of belief can work in our lives, in our weight loss lives, because some people even lose weight. Some people get to goal weight, but they still got that, lack of belief in them. Like, I don't know if I can sustain this. Like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, so that beautiful loaf of bread, if it has lack of belief, it's got that ugly, fuzzy mold growing inside it, so that now it's not even delicious. Like, it's not even worth it, right? So that's how lack of belief can totally be a roadblock for you. So the second obstacle can be Lack of skill. If you think about it, the four basics, which are, let's reiterate, right? Planning, doable hunger, which means waiting for hunger, stopping at enough, 64 ounces, the third basic, 64 ounces of water plus a day, and then 7+ hours of sleep. Those are just like skills that you can learn. So that can be an obstacle. So these are things that we will want to learn. Like maybe that's what's stopping you. Like maybe you're like, man, I believe, like, I think I can, right? I think I can. But right now I just, you know, I just keep trying to stop it enough at dinner, but I don't. So that's could be an obstacle, right? And it's just a skill obstacle. It's not really a belief obstacle. It's a skill. So that can be an obstacle. The last obstacle are the lack of processing emotions. The lack of processing emotions can totally be a stopper in your path. The most common stoppers are like the ones that we're not used to feeling. Like we can all feel happy. We know how to feel happy. I know how to feel happy. I actually invite feeling happy, right? Like I like that. But we're not used to feeling the quote unquote bad emotions like loneliness, shame, frustration, hurt. That can stop you. How can it stop you? When you resist them, right? When you're like, I don't want to process those emotions. Because what happens when we do that? When we are like, la, 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 I don't want to do that. We do things like overeat, right? Like, I'm so bored. Oh, I'm so bored. What am I going to do? Oh, let's eat, right? Why? Because that's part of our habit brain. Our habit brain, like, it's normal for our habit brain to give up the suggestion of like, yeah, let's avoid those emotions. We don't want to do that. Why? Because it's its job. Its job is to keep us comfortable. So we will want to learn the skill of embracing and processing emotions. Let's take the feeling of failure. How many times has that stopped you, right? How many times have you gotten on the scale and you gained weight, you maintained weight, and then you have that sense of failure and you're like, oh. Right? Instead of like embracing this of like, how do we process failure, right? We're like, okay, I'm just going to avoid all like, ugh. And you avoid it. Notice that you're not leaning into it. It's almost very intuitive, right? For your habit brain to be like, oh, wow, let's run the other way. But the reality is life is not made up of just the quote unquote happy emotions, right? That's just not life. We're going to come up against the emotions that we're not used to. So how do we do that, right? How do we learn to get through that obstacle? So let's reiterate, right? The three obstacles to our goals. Did some of those resonate? Were you like, girl, those are me. That is me all over me. Like, it has my first, middle, last name on that one. And it even knows my nickname. So lack of belief, lack of skills, lack of processing certain emotions. You only get to pick one today. In the chat, I would love to hear what you feel is your biggest blocker. I see lack of processing emotions. I see the sense of failure on the scale. Or did you say that? The lack of stopping at enough skill. Another one here, emotions, lack of belief, lack of processing emotions. Isn't this so cool? Like, I think when we look at other people's obstacles, I know that when I do this work, I feel like everyone has mine. Like, mine is so big. Like, doesn't everybody have mine? But look how everyone is different. We got skills. We have lack of belief. So everyone has their own specific ones. So thank you so much for sharing those, for being vulnerable with each other in the chat. I really do appreciate that. But again, you wrote it out. You shared that vulnerability. That is one step closer because now we're looking at it, right? We're not like avoiding it. We're not like, la, 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 I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. You did that. So congratulate yourself for sharing that with us and being vulnerable because that is one step closer. If you shared your goal before, now we're two steps closer, right? So anyway, now we are going to turn those obstacles into strategies. You see what we're doing here? We're kind of like drafting out a map for a clear path to our goals. That's what we're talking about. Like, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to lose 100 pounds. Why? Because there's a version. Like when you visualize that, we're actually looking at the version of future us, right? Like I'm imagining, like, man, when I weigh this, that's me in the future, right? This is what we're talking about today. We're taking like a sneak peek into our goal. So in part of drafting that map, we're also looking at our obstacles because that person that you visualize, that person had to go through the obstacles that you have today, right? Like they will have had to go from here, and you know how you feel today, to there. Future you has learned how to do that. So that's what we're doing today. So it's exciting stuff, isn't it? So in order for me to get to future me, it's a good idea to map it out. We have a goal, and now we see our obstacle. Now we're going to strategize. Oh, I get excited about this stuff, you guys. And what I mean by that is like we're slowly untangling what we're all about, right? So let's just say I'm learning about doable hunger, but I don't know if I can do it. So notice that that is a belief obstacle and a skill obstacle. So that's when I say we can dig in and like untangle that, you can ask yourself more questions, right? Like you can notice that, like, huh, maybe it's that I really don't believe that I can do that. So that's more of a belief obstacle. Whereas, you know what? No, I think I can. I think I can learn. I mean, I think I can learn how to continue practice. So maybe that's just a skill obstacle, right? Because that's just a skill that you can continue practicing. So how do we turn that into a strategy? So if you think that it's a belief obstacle, your strategy can be, you can think, I'm never going to be that type of person. Like, I can't be the type of person who stops at enough, especially with like some certain foods. Of a strategy can be, you know, that we have all kinds of strategies here in No BS. But the first step is to start questioning that belief. Is it really true? Does it really call my name? Does it really know my name? Is it true that I can't stop it enough? Coach Kathy just did the Bucket Foods worksheet with everyone in the membership. If you weren't there live, you can definitely check out the replay and do it at that time with her. Is it really impossible for me to stop eating? Your mind is so powerful. I give this analogy all the time. Brace yourselves, y'all. This is a gross one, but let's just pretend we have pizza, right? Pizza calls my name. It is hot, it's fresh, and it's cheesy. And if nobody's around and I got that hot, fresh, cheesy pizza in front of me, no, it cannot stop at enough. I cannot eat one or two slices. Like, no, me? Mm-mm, not possible. Start calling BS on yourself. Don't say that you can't. Like, really start questioning that belief. Because how many times, brace yourself, how many times have you gotten food at a restaurant or, you know, takeout or whatever, and then suddenly you notice, what is that hair? Why is there a hair in there? What is that? What is that? What is that in my food? And we're not talking like long stringy hair. We're talking gross, thick hair in there that's curly. What is that? Can you stop it enough now? Yeah, Mary Elizabeth, I'm sorry, but I'm showing you the power of your mind, right? Gross. That is gross. Can you stop it enough now? Oh, heck yeah. I can stop it enough at that moment. That is an example. A more calmer example is the one that Corinne uses, right? She uses herself on y'all and your power of stopping at enough. She's like, what if I was sitting right next to you? Like, what if, you got your hot cheesy pizza and then the doorbell, ding dong, it's Corinne Crabtree. And she's like, oh, you have pizza? Can I have some too? And you're like, yeah, come in, Corinne. Let's have pizza. Are you gonna stop at enough with Corinne around sitting next to you? Yeah, you're gonna stop at enough. So that's how you start poking at that belief. Like, what am I telling myself? What am I thinking that is true? And that's just an extreme example of doable hunger. But you can take this with any of your beliefs, right? You can question, is it really true what I'm saying? Or am I just like saying that to say it? Because I haven't really questioned it. Some questions that we ask is, how can the complete opposite be true? Do I have evidence that I've done things in the past that I didn't believe that I could do and I was wrong, right? Like, I didn't believe I could birth two brave babies and I done did. Like, I didn't believe that I could get on a Zoom call with 165 people and, chat, but I'm doing it, right? So start poking holes at your beliefs, at the stuff that you tell yourself. If you can't believe it in yourself, is there something, someone in the world that has done it? And you're a human too. Maybe I can do it too, right? Start to dismantle. You don't have to like topple it over completely, but you can start chipping away at it. Like, let me just start chipping away. Like, let me just start really questioning this belief. My favorite is, I can't seem to believe it, but what would it be like if I did believe differently? That one always blows my mind. Like, if I tell myself, like, man, I just, there's a belief in me that, like, I just, today, I just can't. Like, I don't believe I can. That's when I give myself a little bit of compassion and I start dreaming, right? But what if I could? Like, what if me put myself in that situation? What would it be like if I could? Like, I'm getting teary just thinking about it because I do this all the time. Because then it's like, opens up a path, and I'm like, dang, that would be awesome. I can see it. Like, that would be really relieving. That is so cool. That also gives you the motivation to try. Like, I can do this. Like, I can try because, man, would it be so worth it if I believed differently? So you can use that too. Like, invite compassion into your journey, right? Like, invite that, self-motivation that you can give to yourself. And then the other phrase that Corinne always shares with us is the past does not determine my future. Like, just because I haven't been able to doesn't mean that today I can't start believing, right? I really like that. Like, I really like thinking about that. So, with a skill obstacle, how can you strategize for that? If you can't wait for hunger, it's 12 o'clock and it's like, ding, time for lunch. It's like, we haven't learned the skill of waiting for a hunger. Mine used to be breakfast. Like, and in fact, at first, I didn't even realize that I wasn't using that skill. I was just like, every day we wake up, we eat breakfast. That's what we do, especially with my husband. Oh gosh, you guys, I love that man. Look, those are my anniversary flowers. We've been married for 33 years. But that man believes in breakfast. Like, he grew up eating eggs and bacon. And every morning at the party in our kitchen, like, he is grilling up the bacon and he's, having eggs. And for the longest time, it was like, that's what he does. That's what I do. Like, and it's so fun, right? Because you can smell bacon and it's so, such a lovely time. It's kind of hard to question. And he loves it. And I want to, I love him and we want to have breakfast together. And it's like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I never even questioned, am I hungry? Like, this is just what we do. But man, when I started questioning that, wow, I had to like start to think, like, how do I develop this skill of waiting? Because this guy downstairs, he's got the breakfast party going on. Huh. And it really was a skill. Like, I just had to practice really asking myself, what am I saying about this? Right? Like, I'm saying that I can't not eat breakfast because it's like, oh my God, I have to eat breakfast with my husband. Like, this is what we do. Like, really? This is what we do? Like, let's start waiting. Let's start waiting and see what happens. You can do that too. Like, set a timer. See when you really make it a game, right? Like, when is it that I'm hungry? Like, for real hungry, not like happy hungry, like breakfast, I smell bacon, let's eat hungry. No, that's not physical hunger. Like, there's a skill of all of the four basics, like we talked about. And a strategy can be make it a smaller goal, right? If it's really difficult for me, it took me months to learn the skill of the party going on downstairs to the point. I mean, today, yes, the party still happens. He just came back from picking up our daughter from college, and he brought, donuts because that's what we're having for breakfast since, Sophia is home. And he still has that, breakfast party mentality going. And I have the question, right? Like, am I hungry? No, I'm not hungry. Not gonna eat. And it starts with little things. What I did was I started with lunch because breakfast was like, man, there's a raging party going on. I don't know. Let me practice at lunch. Can I like wait for hunger? That's easier for me. So you can do that too. Like, break it down just like a personal trainer does. When you're lifting weights and your goal is to lift 20 pounds, the first day you don't lift 20 pounds, 12 reps, right? What will your trainer tell you? He'll tell you, break it down. Like, what can you lift 12 sets? Doesn't that sound like I really know all about this? How many reps can you do 12 reps for just all the way through? Okay, start there. And then you start adding weight, you start adding reps, and then you get to 20 pounds. This is how it's done. And you break it down. So that can be a strategy for your skill. The last one, lack of processing emotions. Here's the thing. The emotion itself is not the thing that's keeping you stuck, right? Your loneliness, your fear, all those emotions. It's your rejection of feeling those emotions are the things that are keeping you stuck, right? You think, I shouldn't feel this. Like, I don't want to feel this. This is my roadblocker, right? But it will block you if you don't build that skill of processing the emotion. I love the quote. Often we don't have an overeating problem. We have an under feeling problem. Take that in. Like when I first heard that, I was like, wow, that's so true. Because so many times it's like, I'm not wanting to process the emotion, so I'm avoiding it. So what do I do instead? Like I eat so that I don't have to feel the emotion, right? I remember a specific time, and I may have shared this before. I had just eaten lunch. And I was on the phone with my mom. She was pretty upset about something. I don't even remember what it was right now. She was pretty upset. And when I got off the call, I was upset that she was upset. Like, I didn't like that feeling. I didn't like having to feel that. And do you know what my brain said to me? As soon as I got off the call, I thought, I should have a snack. I was like, who said that? What? I should have a snack? What is that all about? And I felt that energy like course through me. It was like, And what that energy was me resisting. I didn't want to think about how sad my mom was. I didn't want to think about the conversation we had had. And it gave me that physical tingling that mimicked hunger incorrectly. Because in the past, I used to feed that. I used to feed it so that that feeling would go away, right? And when I noticed that, I'm like, okay, it feels like hunger, but it's not. I just ate lunch. What is this that I'm trying to feed? Because my brain was like, let's have a snack, right? So that that feeling goes away, that uncomfortableness. And that was like so powerful to me that it was like, ooh, we do not have an overeating problem. We have an underfeeling problem. This is a great example of that. Can you guys relate? Like that, has that ever happened to you? Where like, it is not physical hunger. Like I cannot possibly be hungry. Like I am actually full, but I have this compulsion to like, right? I need something crunchy. I need something sweet. Y'all. Are you with me? Like, in the chat, has that happened to you? Yeah, Vivian says, oh, yes. Yeah, Kay says, yes, that's happened. So, yeah. And we have so many tools in the a membership. And there's a whole lesson on feeling our emotions. Heather, remind me, is it module one or module two, feeling our feelings? That is a great one that I really put into action. Like, I really started practicing doing that. And when I started doing that, yeah, the overeating, like, I was able to like process the emotions so that I didn't have to feed it, right? I didn't have to feed the tingles for them to go away. I was able to process the emotion and take care of it the way that it needed to be taken care of instead of feeding it food, right? Another strategy for the emotions are the power of and. Have you heard of this one? The power of and. Sometimes we can't just sit there and like, you know, process the emotions. Some of them, they're part of life. Like, you can't thought work your way away from, you know, parts of your life. If you have a loved one, is I'm not saying like, yeah, we're gonna have to like process the emotion and like get over it, right? The emotion will not dissipate, right, completely. And we have calls on that. Like, we've had so many great coaching calls on how to do that work. Like, definitely worth the investment to learning how to process it. But sometimes, again, with compassion for yourself, I love the power of and, that concept that I can feel grief and willingness. I can feel sad, right? But still have the other emotion of being willing to not overeat over it. Like, I don't have to be like this ninja that just like processes everything and I'm like really good. Sometimes the power of and is so helpful. That's a way of like stepping into working on that, right? Stepping into a type of action, because I think that's what stops us too. Like, if we can't solve it completely, like, girl, I'm just not good with emotions. Like, I cannot, you know, get through this, get past this. Use the power of and today, right? Can I just is another one that we talk about all the time. Like, can I just do this? Like, can I practice doing this? Like, I know I'm overeating. I do this all the time too. When I was working on my nighttime eating, my family would leave for Taekwondo. I was all alone in the house. I started noticing I had a bit of loneliness, right? Like, the house is quiet. I'm all by myself. I don't want to process emotions. I've had a long day. Here come the chips, right? Like, we're sitting in our eating chair, eating the chips. And it started, I worked on this. I started in order, like, I see it. I can see myself. I know what I'm doing. And in the beginning, it was the whole bag of chips. We would down that sucker, right? Like, all the way, crunch, 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 crunch. It's almost like this thing, right? Like a physical thing that you have to go through. But when I started the steps, right, to seeing this, I'd be very compassionate with myself. I'm like, yep, aren't you, yeah, you're overeating. Is this enough? Can you stop now? Again, I'm getting teary because it's such beneficial work because it works. I'd be very compassionate. Like, you know, you're going to stop. Is it going to be the end of the bag today? Or is it going to be half? Really believe in this work because I see it. Because you guys, today, you know. I'm able to see that. I'm able to see that. And it doesn't overcome me like it used to. It used to be the whole bag, right? It's not that. I can see it now. And it, but it started with that. It started with, is this the last chip? Are we going to be good now? Is this the last chip? When are we going to stop? Like, when can we stop? You know you can. And it took me taking those steps every time, till I got, you know, I built that muscle. It's kind of like the personal trainer, built the muscle so that it's like, man, I have proof. And part of that is celebrating, celebrating Not like, well, half a bag of chips. I still ate half a bag. No, that's part of it too. Be willing to celebrate your progress. So to wrap up, I'm sorry, you guys. We want to set clear goals. We want to look at our obstacles. Today we talked about three: lack of belief, lack of skill, lack of processing emotions. Those are great because then we can start to find strategies to overcome those. And then finally, you take action. This is why we're doing it all. We don't make this map, right? And we don't look at our goal. We don't look at our obstacles. We don't think of strategies just so that we can just, make a beautiful map. This is all so that we can take the next doable step. And it's so easy to think, oh my God, I want to get to there, but I'm way over here. Like, okay, I lost 5 pounds, but I want to lose 50, or I want to lose 100. But that is going to block you if you don't take action, right? And you can take action, dear person, no BS sister. You can take one step at a time because the fastest way to get to your goal is to take action. So just don't listen to this call and be like, man, that was so good. Wow, Coach Gina cried. It's so heartwarming. But yeah, that's good. Now we're going to do something else. No, do your work, like do your goal setting, visualize, see what is stopping you. Look at the blocker, make a strategy, and then try it. Try doing a step. One step is a worthy step. One step will get you closer to your goal. It's kind of like when we were teenagers, right? When we were learning how to drive, we learn it's like listening to calls and then not doing anything. It's when we were teenagers and we wanted to learn how to drive, we had had 15 years of learning, of sitting there in the passenger seat. You could even have watched NASCAR every Sunday, right? Like we know all the things. But man, what happens when you get behind the wheel for the first time? It's a whole new ball game, right? It's like, but that is the fastest way for you to learn. Because look, 15 years of being a passenger and watching NASCAR. But man, when you start taking action, when you are behind the wheel, you learn some stuff. You learn some stuff by taking action. You may give everyone whiplash the first time you're learning about that brake. You may not do it perfectly. You may have to keep practicing, but that is the fastest way to get to the goal of learning how to drive, right? It all makes sense. Is it resonating with you? I would love to chat with someone who wants to talk today about what we've been talking about. Like, let's talk. We don't even have to call it coaching. If someone wants to walk through their goal and walk through, like, what's your goal? What's your strategy? How do we work on it? All you have to do is hit the raise hand, and then I can call you up, and then we can be together and we can talk about this. Katie, I see you. Promote to panelists. Goodness gracious, y'all. I think I invited you, Katie. Hey, Katie, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Oops. Hey, Katie. I still don't hear you though.
Hey,
There. Hi.
let's try that. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Give me a moment. I need to close the door.
Okay. Let's get cozy. We're gonna get cozy together.
I raised my hand so quickly that I wasn't quite. Yep, like.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So nice to meet
Yes.
you. So, what did you identify as your goal? What's your clear goal? Weight loss goal.
My clear goal would be to maintain a steady weight loss while to may not take over my life, my daily life. It You know, I smoked for a long time and I quit cold turkey in the middle afternoon and I did it. And I mean, it doesn't mean that I don't think about it, but yet I can't stop eating. You know, eat, you have to eat, and I can't take the same, apply the same things that I used for that. So it's still taking me a little bit of time to, I have two kids getting married this next year, and I
Exciting.
definitely want to be present and in my body and in my mind.
Okay, so let's ask our Novias sisters, okay? Does that sound like a clear goal? Did you guys hear a clear goal from Katie?
Sure. That's my like umbrella, I guess. So my clear goal.
It? Yeah, let's get real clear, because that is what helps, right? Like, we need to give ourselves a target. If it's like blue, like, I want, what did you say? I don't even know what it was, like, I'll maintain, like, I don't even know
A
where's the
slow
target.
weight, a steady weight loss.
What does that mean?
Unfortunately, I had
So, like,
lost
every
40 pounds and I gained some back through emotional eating. So I'm really trying to.
So is that the goal? 40 pounds?
No, that is just the tip of the iceberg. I have probably 120, maybe I want to lose yet.
Probably. You
Yeah,
see how we're
probably.
not clear? Like, let's get clear. And I know that it's very intuitive for us to not get clear because it almost feels safer, right? If we're not clear. That
Yes.
is why it's so important to get really specific with ourselves, because we're wanting to get that bullseye, right? Because if we don't have a bullseye, like, we throw stuff at the wall and we're like, I think I'm doing it. I'm not sure. And there's no way to gain that feeling of progress or success because we don't really have a target. So let's be brave. Let's make a decision. Like, you're with us today. You're with me today, Katie. Like,
Okay.
what does your heart say? Like, what would excite you? Like, that vision of you, what would that be like? Let's be real clear.
So that vision of me. Well, I just ran across a paper. I'm cleaning my desk off as I like listen to this, and I found a thing I wrote that I want to ride horses again, and because I enjoy the freedom, the motion, and being able to dance at my son and daughter's wedding. To make me feel proud and confident and be consistent in tracking my data. Now that's like I really there we go. It's kind of blurry. Things I'm blurry, but
But for weight loss, what would that mean? Like, I mean, I feel like you could you not ride horses today and you could not, like,
No,
dance
I
today?
can't. I'm too heavy. I'm too heavy to
Okay.
ride a horse. Yeah.
So what is the
They
weight
have
like for that specific one? What are we talking in pounds?
Some places I've done research is 250 and some is 225 and even 200 weight, So
Let's pick one.
I've had a very active lifestyle. So I would become more if I like 225, I think,
Yeah, let's
would
choose
be
that.
good.
Right? Like, let's choose that. Like, see, and then it, of course, we can adjust anytime. But man, you see how it took like telling yourself, like, what is it that I want? I'm not really sure. And there's so much power in like picking something. Now we got something, Katie. Now we got something clear. Now you can tell yourself that every day. We got that
Okay.
target, 225. That's what we're going for. We are going to go for 225.
Okay.
That's awesome. Like, we got that. So
Okay.
we talked about the strategies, or the obstacles, sorry, what were the obstacles that you feel like, let's pick one. What was the biggest one that you feel that if I clean this up, it would really help me to get to 225? So we have lack of belief, lack of skill, lack of processing emotions. So on the day to day, what is keeping you from like weight loss this week? Let's just talk about this week. Like, what do you think? When you think about like, in order for me to lose 225, I'm gonna have to lose weight this week. What's gonna stop me? Is it lack of belief, lack of skill, lack of processing emotion?
Processing emotions.
Okay. And we talked about, you know, like how we can do that, right? The looking at the specific times when I had identified mine. Do you have one that you identify like, yep, like clockwork, I do not process my emotion during what time or in what situation?
It would probably be when I interact with my third child. They still live at home. They're 19, but they are not able to process their emotions, feelings, and when I interact with them, I tend to take it personally.
Yeah.
And I've had some interaction too with my mom this last week. I've seen her and talked to her more this last week than I have in months.
And so what typically happens, like when you say, you know, I take it personally, like what is the feeling that comes up when you, with either your mom or with your child, 19-year-old?
I get this like big ball that's in the center of my chest. And yeah, it seems then that I can't get around it, get through it. I tend to look for sweet, snacky foods to satisfy, to be able to think not of the emotion that it's creating, but in the joy of eating something like M&Ms or something.
Wow, look how clear that is, right? Like,
yes,
you feel, you describe the feeling, which I love. We can name it. Like, what is it? Is it frustration or sadness or what is it, do you think?
I think right now I would describe it as a clog. I've worked really hard with Corinne. I was on stage with her this last in-person camp.
Exciting.
And yeah, it was. And she remarked how much I've changed since she first coached me, which I totally agree with. And
that's fantastic.
But I feel like it's like, you know how you get like a blood vessel and it starts getting stuff around to coat it so it blocks it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've worked really hard at cleaning that. And it's starting to clog up again. Like that, though, that's what those emotions feel like, that it's closing in on me.
Yeah.
And
maybe
the
they're
cellophane
just, yeah. And so I love that you have proof that you've worked on this before. So you do have like the belief, right? That, okay, I when I work on it, I make progress. And you have so much great evidence here. Like I heard you say, I want sweetness, right? Like that's your solution, right? I'm wanting sweetness in my life because of this bad feeling. So in order to get rid of the bad feeling, I want sweetness. So absolutely, you know how to take the steps. Like Corinne has told you, like you have changed so much. You have evidence, right? Maybe you're not reminding yourself of that evidence. Like, okay, it's happening again. I know that I'm using food again. Like it feels like that same familiar feeling. This can actually be great news, right? Actually be great news. Because how many times are you reminding yourself of that? Like, I do have the evidence. I have the belief that I've done this before. It's not like I don't know, right?
Right. And it feels like sometimes you slip. And that's, I'm in one of those stages right now.
Girl, I hear you.
Yeah. Where I feel like I'm not being able, you know, sometimes I just need that outside validation to, and that's why I really jumped on this call this morning with you, just to have somebody's voice in my ear telling me all these things that are possible and to reinforce
absolutely.
what I've learned.
Yeah. And that's something that you can do, right? Which is great. The power of accountability is that reminder. That's all I did today. Remind you, hey, like, you know, Katie, you've done this before. You know the steps. And just because this happened, like now we're learning this new skill, like it's building up again. Okay. But today, I love that one, right? Like the past does not predict my future. Like Yeah, that has happened recently, but today I have the possibility, like I know the steps. I can practice today. I can take action today. I know what to do. Maybe I don't have to do it all, right? Like this is where you can like little steps, like how I said, really start taking the steps. Okay. I can see my brain. I'm not hungry. I'm not, there's nothing going on and I feel like I need to work on this. Like I need something sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe in the past it's like five of them. Today, can I commit to four? Or can I just listen in? Like as I'm eating, can I just be like, I see you, girl. I see you. But we know how to do this. I am willing to take action today. What is my step today? And sometimes taking that action is also showing yourself the progress, reminding you of what Corinne Crabtree told you, reminding you of what Coach Dina told you, right? Reminding yourself what you tell you. I can do this, right? And every step is a worthy step. I don't care where we are in the journey. It's like, oh, I went here and then I big, you know, now I'm back here. Whatever, right? Like whatever. Here's the goal. One, what did you say? 225. And then what is my step today? What is my action today? I'm not just gonna listen to this. Like, I'm really gonna try. Try. Even if it's the trying is me listening, me noticing what I'm doing. That's going to be my action. I'm going to celebrate the heck out of that action. And then we're going to keep going. Does that sound like a doable plan to you?
Yes,
Yeah.
I, you know, with the holidays and stuff, our group that I'm chatting with on Messenger, we hadn't talked in a while, and I really needed somebody this week to hear me.
Yeah.
And I realized that I missed hearing from somebody else. I'm like, well, maybe that holds true for them to me. Like maybe
Right.
they,
They miss you.
right.
Yeah.
And I went off of that and I was able to express my thoughts and feelings. And somebody then reached out again. They did a couple times and then we hadn't talked. And then today, how are you? Like it was just a,
A simple, how are you? Yeah.
I'm able to say I'm present at the moment. I'm trying not to zone out. I am,
Yeah.
my husband this last Monday was fired from his job of 19 years. And out of the blue, I like not really expected. And I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And it just, that's been really, really
All
hard.
the emotions came up. I can tell. I can tell.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Yes.
this is a great opportunity to use that accountability partner. I'm so happy you hopped on here today because you are able to speak it. Once you speak it, it is out of your own head. And then you can like start to use that strategy, right? Start to see like, what can I do? What is the next step? The first step is getting it out of your mind, written or spoken. So that you can really look at it. You can see what the obstacle is. You can use that obstacle to make a strategy, and then you can take action. Like, I love this.
Yes.
I love this. Thank you so
Yes.
much for coming
Thank
up.
you.
And it's a great example of like the power of accountability, how to use that, how to work. All of these steps you can use with your accountability. Like, a lot of people are like, how do I use accountability? Use these steps, right? Like, use this. And you reaching out to them and being like, oh, hi, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, is that first step. So thank you so much. So
Well,
nice to
thank you
meet
so
you,
much for
Katie.
opening it up.
Of
Thank
course, absolutely. I'm going to put you down to attendee. Have
Thank
a
you.
good holiday season. I know that like holiday times, it's rough when you get news like what you have, Katie. So thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for joining me today, guys. I love these calls. I love sharing time with you. All of these steps, like I said, can totally be used with your accountability groups. This is how you do that, right? Like you heard me, right? Like set the goal, clear, concise, specific goal. Look at your obstacles. Make a strategy from those obstacles and then take action. Like take action. So we can think about all those takeaways. I think it would be great if you went through that. If you have more questions about this, feel free to tag me and ask coaches. All of the coaches there are awesome. Take it to them. You know, just you don't have to be specific with a coach, but you can absolutely, I welcome you to tag me in Ask Coaches. I'm also in the Facebook group. If you had any takeaways today about what we shared today, No BS Sisters, put them in the Facebook so that others can learn what you learned too. I think it's important, and you hear it a lot, right, on the coaching calls. For you, we recommend that you take it to the Facebook group because it's just so helpful in so many layers. You can help your No BS Sisters learn what you learn. Maybe some people don't have the time to listen to coaching calls. You can break it down for them, share that with them. But you know what else it does? It makes it clear for you. When you write things out and you try to explain what you learned to someone else, that's also a very powerful learning tool for yourself. It solidifies that. Thank you for Coach Heather for being with us in the chat today. We always appreciate your wisdom and just hanging out with you, Heather. Like, it is a gift. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your Saturday morning, No BS Sisters, with me. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Happy holidays, No BS Sisters. We'll see you in the Facebook. Bye, guys.